toe and a real famous cat all dressed up in red. And he spends the whole year working on his sled. It's the losing
end. And in the Christmas spirit and season, 2 weeks from today, Christmas will be over.
My kids were asking last night, how much longer till Christmas? And it slapped me in the face.
Yep, it's right around the corner. And so how are you preparing yourself for Christmas? We'll talk about that, I'm sure. Not necessarily during this hour, because this hour of the program is devoted to what actually is going on in the news. And we start with a discussion of what today is, in fact. It is 12-12-12.
Yep.
12.
Does that freak you out?
Or no.
Does that make you go, this is neat?
I've told you there are three important energy days during the month of December. December 3rd, December 12th, and December 21st.
So well, December today, 3rd is my birthday, so of course.
Right. There was big energy there. And now, as you look around the world, from India to Las Vegas, there are a lot of people getting married, for example.
Yep.
Superstitious lovebirds. Numbers geeks are in a once-in-a-lifetime reality that is brought about by something like this. 12, 12, 12. It might just be another set of numbers, or it could be that this is the date for change in your life. The next time there'll be a day like this will be 1-1-1, January 1st, 2101. Won't be another day. Like 12, 12, 12 until 1-1-1.
Doesn't it seem like we've had a lot of these numbers days in the last year or two?
Well, numbers are very important.
Like 10, 11, 12.
Yeah, right. They're very important, these numbers. They mean a lot. So is it an easy to remember wedding date? I suppose for some, or maybe anniversary date. Those tying the knot today at the Viva Las Vegas Wedding Chapel.
That's where I got married.
Have 40 different wedding packages to choose from. Six of them include an Elvis impersonator.
Oh.
Others include pirates, gangsters, gothic scenes. So there are people getting married. And then there are, let's see, I think there are a lot of people who have gone to the precipice of mountains looking for something, a vibration, if you will, to happen. You've heard me talking about this. I believe that there is a change in the vibration of the earth. You say, well, what does that mean? It means that things are happening to the energy of the earth. The earth has, like all living things, it has energy, and energy doesn't go away. It changes form. I also think, and a few of my numerology friends have told me, this is a great day to start a new business. This is a great day to make a significant purchase. This is a great day to get yourself into a positive, good frame of mind. As a matter of fact, there are three, these numbers correspond, if you're talking to an astrologer, to the planet Jupiter. And it's good for wealth making. It's all the way around for money, for buying, for selling, making investments. You want to buy something, property, for example. You want to buy gold. This would be a good day for all of that stuff. Craig Smith would be happy to hear that, Richie.
Absolutely.
So I just think that here's a kid. I was just reading about a kid in Alabama who's going to turn 12 years old today.
Oh, neat.
Can you 12?
Neat.
I'm 12 on 12-12-12, and he was born, my God, at 12-12 p.m.
Wow.
How do you like that? Man, I'd like to talk to that kid. His name is Kayam Morita.
I'd like to follow him and then see what kind of luck this brings him throughout the course of his life.
Right, yeah.
You hear about all the C-sections that are being scheduled today for noon in China?
I did not, Rich. No.
Right. For them, 12 is the lucky, lucky, lucky number.
Yeah, well, 12 is it. This is a very lucky, numerologically speaking, this is very lucky
stuff. So it's C-sections galore in China today.
Isn't that interesting? Well, they're allowing, children of both sexes now to be born.
To at least stay.
Yeah, right. So what is your thought about 12, 12, 12? What do you get from that number? What's your sense? I look around at some of the headlines today. Yesterday was a bad day in Oregon with that shooting. Also, a shooting in Columbus Circle looking like a bad movie. A guy gets out of a limousine, walks up to a guy and shoots him in the back of the head.
Mm.
And then there's another guy that walks into a Kentucky television station and confesses to murder. I mean, these things, that doesn't change.
I was listening to the news yesterday with my kids and had to have the conversation about, Daddy, what happens if somebody walks into a mall and starts...
Yeah. Do I have to be scared when I go to the mall?
There was the phrase that they used on the news that the kids were using, and it begins with open fire or something like that. Hey, I just sat there and thought about it. I was like, really? I have to have this conversation with my 5- and my 8-year-old kids?
Yeah. Well, remember, they said to you during the summer, wasn't it? They said to you, is this the storm that's going to kill us or something? Wasn't there something about
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
Or was there hope?
When we got the hurricane a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Are we going to die?
Yeah. So here we have the news media, the inexplicable stupidity of the people who program news.
And they were using the terminology that the newscasters used.
Yeah, but here's the thing. These guys are all complaining that business is off. Business is off because people are scared.
I had to turn the news off yesterday.
I just went through these headlines. That's why this hour is not devoted to that crud. There are plenty of things that are going on in the world today that can have impact on you that don't mean the world is coming to a close or that it isn't, you know, we don't have the same possibility of listening to this stuff bring us down. Today is a day to be up. It's Wednesday, December 12th. The right to work law that passed in Michigan yesterday.
Ooh,
kind of interesting.
Big time stuff.
And I listened to a reporter. This is, again, the news media is so corrupt. My God. I listened to this reporter talk about how unfair it was and how unjust. That's not news reporting. That's some guy who's got a political agenda who's spewing his own thoughts out under the guise of it being news. For some people, this is good. For others, it may be bad. There's always a good and a bad, a yin and a yang, an up and a down, an in and an out. That's part of energy. So what happened with this right-to-work measure being approved bans workplace rules that make union membership a condition of employment, and that's especially with the government. I have long said that government workers ought not to be allowed to unionize at all. That's my point of view. You can agree or disagree. 800-510-8255. Then, Richie, they passed a second bill covering those who work in the private sector,
yep,
which would make Michigan one of the most pro-union states. And you see how much good that's done. Michigan is among the 4 or 5 poorest states when it comes to net income. So people say, well, we need to stick to our guns. What? So you can go down further? You can slide away into the abyss? The world doesn't, you can fight this stuff all you want to, and you can see all the unions helping certain politicians, and it has short-term benefit. But at the end of the day, the reality is that if you don't get real in your state or your community, then the jobs do go someplace else because businesses have to make a profit. Some make a lot of money by working in circumstances where there is right-to-work legislation. But you know what? That's part of the reality. Your choices, if you don't like working in a right-to-work state, move to a state that isn't a right-to-work state.
I think that this past election season made me realize more than any other that people, you know, have one way of looking at fiscal issues.
Yeah.
And then there's the I can see you said there's so much. No, this is the way it has to be. I see it this way, and this is the way it works.
Inflexibility on both sides.
Well, and I don't know that it's inflexibility as much as it is. I see this as the way it should be.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know,
it is inflexibility.
Well,
that's what it is. It's
there can't be any flexibility if you don't see if you don't even comprehend what the other side is trying to convince you that of.
Well, people don't listen to the other side. It is the same mentality that wants to take radio programs.
But I'm just as inflexible. I'm just as inflexible because I'm looking at what I believe is right fiscally or with the when it comes to jobs. And I'm just like, I don't get it. I don't understand how they can think that this helps.
I'm not sure that I'm that inflexible, but I do believe in the right to work, and I don't believe that unions should rule the roost. And I believe unions have done a lot of good over the years. But I think, again, the public sector, where the public is getting in the shorts by these people that work 3 hours a day and get paid for eight, there's way too much of that. And all kinds of other things that violate common sense and decency and justification for this continues with the politicians saying, yep, got to have union guys, got to protect those workers. What happens, like in the teacher's case in Los Angeles, where he was feeding his sperm to his students in cookies and crackers, that guy couldn't get fired. That makes sense, does it? I don't think so.
Yeah, I remember that story.
800-510-8255. The fact that we have, as part of our, as part of the place where we are in December, it's a time for us to open up our hearts and our wallets. And a great place for you to spend some of that money that you'd like to use to help people could be the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Holiday season is an important time, not just to give family and friends the opportunity for something nice from you, but you can help people who have worked on your behalf, people who are in uniform, people of all various veteran experiences, service experiences. You don't have to get the Purple Heart in order to be the recipient of good work from the Purple Heart Service Foundation. They're looking for help. They need donations. They need money. They need cars. They can do anything to move things that you don't need, and you get a complete tax deduction. Why don't you call them at 877-743-1631 and offer to help? All the donations, as I say, are tax deductible. You owe, I think, maybe a sense of gratitude if you feel that you can help a veteran that has been in service to our country. Why don't you call 877-743-1631 for cash or credit? This is credit cards certainly are used by a lot of people, but the essence here is that they could use your help to help people who have helped you. So 877-743-1631 is the number.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
HGTV is your home sweet home to the holidays. Catch an all-new buying and selling tonight at 9 on HGTV.
Drew is really good at giving you space, especially when the work starts.
Oh, Jeff?
Want to turn it off?
I can't hear you when you're complaining.
Feel the magic.
This is awesome.
And spread the love.
I love buying.
I love building.
I love selling, too.
All-new buying and selling tonight at 9, 8 Central on HGTV. Your home sweet home for the holidays.
I also really love making Jonathan do all the hard work.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
800-510-8255 or email the Doug at DougStephan.com or Rich, who's here, said to Jennifer on Good Day.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruit. fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Weekend, Mitt Romney, did you know this? Mitt Romney met Manny Pacquiao just before Pacquiao lost his boxing match to Juan Manuel Marquez. He met him just before, yeah. Yeah, afterwards, Romney told Pacquiao, "You lost for the same reason I did, young Hispanics."
And Al-Qaeda's number two man has been killed by an American drone in Pakistan.
So, Richie,
number three man announced he's stepping down to spend more time with his family.
Yeah, all right. So you want to...
Yeah, I did.
So have you got him now?
Let me see.
Public Policy Polling, this is a company that spent a lot of time this year trying to predict which candidate would become president, just released a new poll. They asked people which political party they think Santa belongs to. The poll revealed that 44% of Americans think Santa is a Democrat. 28% believe he is a Republican. And the other 28 said, please stop bothering me with stupid questions. Some people said, oh, Santa's a Democrat because he gives handouts. And other people said he's a Republican because he's an old white guy. But the fact of the matter is, Santa isn't a Democrat or a Republican. In fact, Santa isn't even an American. I have news for you. The real Santa is China. You think elves are the ones making that plastic crap we give our kids?
Hey, according to a global study just came out, American kids are way behind Asian kids in math and science. Yeah, but don't worry, American kids are still way ahead in buying stuff made by Asian kids. So we win.
Oh, gosh, more problems than Lindsay Lohan. No. Apparently, she can't pay her $8,000 a month rent on her Beverly Hills mansion. And Lindsay doesn't want to move because it's the perfect location. It's between two liquor stores, a bail bondsman, and an auto body shop. It's all right in the, it's right there, right in the same block. So, that's good. Things not looking good for Lindsay. A lot of financial problems. In fact, Lindsay is so broke, she was shoplifting at the 99-cent store. That's how bad. That's bad. She is so broke, her father stopped calling her. Boy, that's when you know you're broke.
Get this, a professor at MIT just said that Windows 8 is a Christmas gift you should get for someone you hate. So it looks like you got some competition edible arrangements.
Hey. All right, so there are Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Jay Leno, Conan O'Brien with some of the jokes from the late night shows. Yesterday during the day, Ellen DeGeneres laughed about a new snack, holiday flavored Pringles.
This is an ad for a new product. They are called Holiday Pringles. Have you seen these yet? They're available in cinnamon and sugar or white chocolate peppermint. I don't think you heard me. I said white chocolate peppermint. Potatoes. Seriously? How many times have you been eating white chocolate and peppermints and you think to yourself, I wish I also had a potato in my mouth? and you're all, oh, yeah. I don't want to shock you, but it says they're artificially flavored. Yeah. Who decides to mix flavors like that? Is there a Pringles lab somewhere full of Pringles scientists, and are they pregnant women? That's my... They make choices based on their cravings. Like, they really could have easily come up with pickle ice cream and orange juice flavored chips. And while they're in their sciencing, anyway, can't they decide on a design that you can actually put your hand in there and grab it out without your hand getting stuck in the Pringles can? Isn't there?
She's funny.
She is. She is very funny.
All right. Now, the ladies on The View are not necessarily, they're not funny. Here they talk about this Korean singer named Psy, who apparently did some anti-American song and then got an award from the president. Let's listen to this for a bit.
Rapper Psy has apologized after video surfaced of some violent anti-American rap songs that he performed in 2002 and 2004. Now, he just performed for the president and the first lady as part of the Christmas in Washington concerts that are airing later this month. Should he have played... In light of this, this is the question lots of people are saying. Why didn't he?
What he said was pretty bad.
It was, and look, they actually weren't his lyrics. He was singing someone else's lyrics,
right.
I believe. And I think everyone's asking the question, is he on your playlist? Probation. Not sure. Like, if you could go back to 2006 when he performed, I think that's when it was, and he said what he said and he performed, I think most people would say when he spoke out against, U.S. troops during the Iraq War, I think you'd want to remind him that 33,652 soldiers died fighting for freedom there and democracy. Mm-hmm. But now I think, look, he's apologized. Where there's remorse, there should be forgiveness. Mm-hmm. But I do believe that we need to...
Isn't he on his 14th minute of fame at this point anyway?
Anyway, rapper aside, I don't know too much about him. Must be an interesting character. So, but I think Elizabeth said it well. Let's forgive and move on. It's 29 past on Good Day.
We can all learn a thing or two from our favorite restaurants. How chefs present their dishes, from the ingredients down to the name, can determine the decisions we make when dining out. During these food-focused holiday months, you can apply a similar approach to your own home-cooked meals, just like restaurants. Food psychologist and author Dr. Brian Wansink from Cornell University's Food Lab.
From our research, we found that people eat first with their eyes and imagination and then with their stomach, so if we think something's going to taste good, it does. We can use this to encourage people to select more healthful foods. This approach is called seductive nutrition, and it was coined by Unilever Food Solutions. You can apply it to your holiday cook and help make more healthful foods taste indulgent. Use colorful vegetables, bold-tasting ingredients, and ones with crunch and texture. Describe the meal for family or guests with regional or nostalgic adjectives, or even using nice servingware. These can all enhance the dining experience.
To learn more about seductive nutrition, visit Unilever Food Solutions.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Lunch is ready!
and it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements, like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Christmas music. You're a creature of habit.
I know.
All right, so Richie's going to get it by Christmas Day. We'll have this down.
I'll figure this out for you here in the next week.
Thank you very much. Speaking of music, as we get back into what's going on today, the news of the day, the events of the day, the things that people are talking about that really matter to you, the passing of sitar virtuoso Ravi Shankar at the age of 92 is of note. Best-known contemporary Indian musician, lived in San Diego. Website announced his death last night. Suffered from upper respiratory and heart issues over the past year or so. Had a heart valve replacement last week. Surgery was successful. However, recovery proved too difficult for him. His family released a statement. We know that you all feel our loss, and we thank you for paying attention to his life and times. His last performance was last November 4th. So,
wow.
What, a month ago.
So he was still getting around then.
Celebration of his 10th decade of making music. Imagine this guy. Been around, I think it was back in the 60s when the Beatles, I think George Harrison started it, helped to introduce Shankar to a global audience, and he was a great influence on their music, Richie.
This is the Beatles, Within You, Without You. After George Harrison met him, he bought a sitar, and they recorded Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band in this song.
Got three Grammy Awards during his career, and his music did, and his philosophy did affect the Beatles.
He had a massive effect on the Beatles, the Stones, Clapton, all of those guys. Yeah.
His daughter is jazz singer Nora Jones. I should have known that. of note that he passed.
92, that's a good life.
Yep.
Hanging with the Beatles, the Stones.
Well, you know, what's interesting is that he died on 12-12-12. Indian philosophy about numbers.
Did he die today? Or
just like sort of the end of the day.
Yeah.
It depends on... the Indians claim that it was 12-12-12 because in India it was.
Oh, yeah.
When he died.
Yeah.
Even though he died here in America.
San Diego, yeah.
Yeah, right. So at any rate, very important musician. Amazing how music affects us, isn't it? Very interesting. Yeah, this stuff, to sort of go back to some of the realities of the news of the day, that doggone Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman thing is still floating around. And there was a...
It's your right to a speedy trial.
Well, Zimmerman is still wearing that leg bracelet.
Yeah.
He wants to get it taken off, and the judge said no. And then there was a profile about the life and times of Trayvon Martin with a focus on his father. I'm wondering why. Yeah, right. What is why? Why now? Under the circumstances, this seems kind of strange. Nobody seems to be able to let stuff like, or the news media doesn't seem to be able to let stuff like this go. 800-510-8255. There is an examination of the health care business that is made public today. You are paying more for insurance and getting less than any other country in the world that has health insurance. How do you feel about that? 800-510-8255.
I thought it was all fixed.
Health insurance premiums have shot up 60% since Mr. Obama became president. And if they keep up at this pace, the average family of four will pay $25,000 a year for health insurance in the next decade. How's that set with you, folks? Richie, do you know how much you're paying health insurance premiums now?
$650 a month.
$650 a month.
Yeah.
So that amount.
I have an HSA.
Right.
Which I'm clinging on to because it's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the year, when you...
But still, you're
having your health insurance.
It's like 80, it's 80, what is it, 81, 8200 bucks a year?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
For a family of four.
But at least at the end of the year,
yeah,
there's $3,000 or $4,000 of it that comes back to me that's mine that I didn't spend.
Okay.
So
that's good.
So I end up spending $4,000
mm-hmm.
for the insurance instead of, mm-hmm. if you have the ability to get an HSA, it's the greatest thing.
Is this the part of the debate that's still going on about health care, the employee-sponsored plans. Employers can't seem to afford, the smaller business people can't seem to be able to afford. Now, you at this location where you are, they pay all or part of, you have to contribute, they contribute to
half.
It's half and half.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. The Kaiser Family Foundation, for those of you who belong, with employee-sponsored health insurance, it costs about $15,000 to $16,000 a year to get a family covered at the Kaiser Foundation.
That's crazy.
$15,000 to $16,000.
Why?
That's for a family. Single person. $5,600 a year.
My kids have a checkup.
Yeah.
And one or two events a year where they have to go in because strep or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
How could that cost?
Premiums for family coverage increased 62% over this past 4.5 years, rising far faster than certainly the income for these people. Your income gone up 62% in the last 4 or 5 years?
No.
Hello?
No.
So what is the reason, they say, for the premium increases, rising expenses? Poorly coordinated care, duplicative services, administrative waste, fraud, corruption. Sounds like the government. Greater efforts are needed to slow down the cost, but there's no incentive to do it because now the government's involved. So what's the incentive? Look at all the Medicare fraud that there is every year. How long has that been going on? As long as there's been Medicare. $750 billion wasted last year by the U.S. healthcare industry. Imagine, $750 billion. What could we be doing with that money? How would it be reflected in additional money, discretionary money that you could spend for something worthwhile? You can say, well, healthcare is worthwhile. Is it? When there's that kind of fraud and abuse? Yeah,
right.
Of course
healthcare is worthwhile.
Right. But
without a doubt.
Why is it that we're rolling over and accepting it's the same thing? The Affordable Health Care Act doesn't deal with the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse that we all are paying for. Health insurance is so expensive because it's so screwed up. So, what do you do about that? Man, I don't know. I sure object to all of it. But individually, we can't do much. Collectively, maybe we can. Those of you who protested in Michigan yesterday because of the right-to-work legislation being signed, how about you go put the same zeal into attacking what's going on in the world of health care? Wouldn't that be worthwhile? Am I on to something?
Yep.
How's this going to affect the recovery, the so-called fiscal? I call it the slope. It's not a cliff. It's a slope. Like skiing.
It's a cliff.
There we go. I don't think it is. I actually think that it would be good if it happened.
I'm
with Rand Paul on that.
I do, too, actually. We need
adjust
it.
Things. Yep, we do. 800-5...
It's a slap in the face, but we need it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen here. This week, we had the announcement that I didn't pay much attention. Jennifer was here on Monday, and she talked about one of the Kardashian cats dying. That was big news.
Oh, poor kitty.
Twitter. Miley Cyrus revealed on Twitter yesterday her dog died.
Oh.
So we've gone from Kardashian cat to Cyrus dog death information. That's sad, yeah. But why is it on a piece of paper?
Well, we talk about why my dog dies.
Yeah, I guess. Well, but I don't really care about Miley Cyrus and what's going on with her one way or another. Nor do I care about Kardashian. I suppose some people do, and that's why they think it makes...
I care more about their cat and their dog than I do about them.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Amanda Seyfried. Is that how you pronounce her name?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Seyfried?
Yep.
She was with Channing Tatum in that movie a couple of years ago called Dear John. That was the first time I think I saw Channing Tatum. And she said in an interview that's being published about her career in the magazine In Style that everybody wants to do the horizontal mambo with this guy. He's amazing. He's a superstar. She thought he was great. Women everywhere are attracted to him. And the only person he wants to be with is his wife. And my son, who knows him as well, said the same thing.
Yeah.
Guy's not interested in anybody. He's a loyal husband. Loves to go home. Got a couple of children. And that is the rare story that you find with some of these young people that are coming along that are becoming so...
See how long it lasts.
...famous. No, I think that's... No, that's nasty. That's... Why do you have that cynical point of view?
Huh? I hope he doesn't live in Hollywood. That's all I say.
He doesn't live far out because they play basketball, so he's got to be around there someplace.
Yeah, you live in that town for long in this.
What? I live there part-time. What's wrong with me?
Yeah.
What?
You're not married yet.
Unfortunately, let's keep moving here.
Yeah.
Those of you who are interested in looking your best for the holiday season, the perfect time to whiten your teeth, those yellow stained teeth, is now, N-O-W now. And for those of you, I always make these suggestions about some of the things that we're talking about here. This is something you could probably get away with if you gave it to a loved one. If you gently said to a friend or somebody in your family,
hey, yellow teeth!
Well, you wouldn't say it like that. If you have somebody that you know who's got yellow stained teeth and you'd like to help them out, maybe you started a discussion, a conversation with them. Hey, have you tried using some of those various potent pastes and then some of the other things just taking your mouth and it hasn't worked? I've got a suggestion for you. You can use it that way. You'll see up to 2 shades whiter using power swabs in the first 7 days and then 6 shades whiter shortly after that. What makes power swabs better is that it works on every kind of tooth imaginable, Whatever's in your head, you can clean them up. No messy strips, no trays, no long, prolonged working on your teeth. A five-minute treatment, actually. You use power swabs for 2 minutes, wash them around, move them around in your teeth. Within 5 minutes, you'll see the difference. They're available now for a risk-free deal. Dial 800-865-7620. 800-865-7620. I guarantee your friends, your family, your coworkers will notice your whiter smile, and it takes 5 minutes to get it. So why not give it to somebody as a Christmas gift? You're helping them out. Help out your friends and family. Help out yourself. Get rid of those yellow stained teeth the simple, safe, easy way with power swabs. Ask for the risk-free deal at 800-865-7602.
HGTV is your home sweet home for the holidays. Catch an all-new buying and selling tonight at 9 on HGTV.
Drew is really good at giving me space, especially when the work starts.
Okay. Have to turn it off.
I can't hear you when you're complaining.
Feel the magic.
This is awesome.
And spread the love.
I love buying.
I love building.
I love selling, too.
All-new buying and selling tonight at 9, 8 Central on HGTV. Your home sweet home for the holidays.
I also really love making Jonathan do all the hard work.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. Amberin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. You can try Amberin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-830-7670. That's 1-800-830-7670.
You know, I'm probably...
What are you skimming through now on your email?
I'm just looking at this story.
I'm on Twitter, by the way.
Okay.
Twitter's all abuzz with the 12-12-12.
It is. Okay, that's good. All right, and so maybe we can get some action on our Facebook page and Twitter on my take on 12-12-12. Energy galore, good energy. The fact that I normally have a very positive approach to the day... When we're going through some of the news items here that are not what is in the mainstream media, and oftentimes they can be fun, and oftentimes they can be silly. I do think, however, that there is something that bugs me that I need to kind of get off my chest for a minute. I've said many times, we're talking about the helping out the folks at the, what do you call it, the veterans... When they just go out
Purple
of
Heart. Energy.
The Purple Heart Foundation, right. And they acknowledge that they're helping men and women who have served. And I believe that we owe a great debt of gratitude to the men and women who really are on the front line, who really do put themselves at risk, in harm's way, if you will. And that's a large number of the people who wear the uniform. But there are other people who wear a uniform who are there performing tasks that aren't hazardous, and so... Do they deserve the same attention as those who have worn the uniform in the theater of war? I do not believe they do. Now, one step further, we tend to, as a rule, revere men and women who are in service with a uniform on, serving as police officers. We tend to think, we'd like to think that all police officers are good and that they have the right intentions. We find over and over again that's not the case. As was demonstrated yesterday by the execution of Manuel Pardo, former police officer who murdered 9 people. He was executed, even though they're trying to appeal this guy. I mean, I don't like the death penalty, but this is an appropriate use of it as far as I'm concerned. He deserved to be dispatched. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Let's get to our featured information in this part of the program. How can we make your life technologically better? Shelley Palmer talks with us every day, and in a moment he'll talk about some of the big updates to Facebook and Twitter that you need to know about. So stand by for that here on Good Day.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, GEICO has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has GEICO. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Facebook and Twitter each received noticeable updates today. After a three-month beta, Facebook Gifts is now available to all users. Accessed at Facebook.com/gifts, you're now able to purchase real-life gifts for your Facebook friends from companies like Baby Gap or Pro Flowers, or digital gifts like iTunes gift cards. Even better, you can donate to various charities like the Robin Hood Foundation's Hurricane Sandy relief efforts on behalf of your friends. Twitter, meanwhile, has made header photos mandatory for all users. Starting today. The feature's been around for a couple of months, but now it's mandatory. So, to make sure you're not caught without a great header photo, click on the settings icon on Twitter.com or tap the Me tab on your mobile device. Click Edit Profile and you'll be able to upload your header picture. Choose a photo you'd like to feature prominently at the top of your page. Scale it to make it look perfect and you're done. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer to check out my header photo and learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus seven moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... For good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now you can get up to $50 back in Staples rewards when you spend $50 on HP Ink and recycle your ink cartridges. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
Get $10 back in rewards and $4 back for every ink cartridge you recycle up to 10 cartridges in a month. End 12-15-12, all for valid on $50 HP Ink purchase in one transaction only. Details at staplesrewards.com.
Baa baa, black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
So the internet revolutionizing the world, Richie. We acknowledge how
so today.
Important things are. Well, there's a site that you and I have talked about called amihotornot.com.
Oh, yeah.
Which has channeled a lot of potential into a website. 130,000 people a day scan their pictures onto their computers and put them on this website so they can be judged by strangers on a scale of 1 to 10. Why would you do that? Why would you put pictures? Every day there are the 10 hottest women apparently voted on and 10 hottest men voted on. Why would you put your why'd you put yourself up for that? Why would you leave yourself?
You know, I have a feeling a lot of these, the people have no idea they're on this site.
Yeah, that may be. Yeah, that might be it. All right, well, anyway, it's food for thought here on Good Day.
HGTV is your home sweet home for the holidays. Catch an all-new buying and selling tonight at 9 on HGTV.
Drew is really good at giving you space, especially when the work starts.
Oh, yeah?
I have to turn it off.
I can't hear you when you're complaining.
Feel the magic.
This is awesome.
And spread the love.
I love buying.
I love building.
I love selling, too.
All-new buying and selling tonight at 9, 8 central on HGTV. Your home sweet home for the holidays.
I also really love making Jonathan do all the hard work.
Ernie, I know you're our worst player, but I want you to win this thing.
How, Coach? I've been riding the bench watching Netflix on my tablet all season.
By running the play that would never work if this were a real game.
Sorry, all I know is that Netflix lets me instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
Listen, son, when you get the ball, just chuck it.
You're going.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.